Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
For every soul in this place, for everyone that has ears to hear, eyes to see, and hands to do, God, we gather today to receive another level in you. God, we thank you that the word that we'll hear will renew our minds and activate our bodies to get in place for what you have for us now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The 59th chapter. It's going to take me about maybe a year to remember that I wear glasses now. I don't remember until I get up here and open the Bible. So I need an armor bearer to put some glasses right here. Because it don't kick in. My body is used to seeing. Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59 and 19 reads, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." I want to minister today on one word: upgrade. Upgrade. You know, I am an observer, and I watch. Sometimes I spectate. How many of you know it's good to be a spectator sometimes? So you can watch. You can learn when you watch things. And I observe this one thing that I believe can bring the church. Say the church. To bring the church to another level of kingdom mentality. The church needs to come to another level so that our minds can be renewed in a kingdom mentality. How many of you know that the church of God is the foundation of the kingdom? God brings us into the church to introduce us to the kingdom. The kingdom is the part of God that we cannot see, but the church is the part that we can see. So how many of you know that it's about more than what we can see? It is about more than these four walls. It is more than these pews you see. It is more than the people that you see here. There is a whole lot going on, and it is not limited to what you see. It is all about the kingdom. Touch somebody and tell them it's all about the kingdom. See, whatever you're going through, you got to understand that, and I say this all the time, that there is a lot of perversion in the church. But there is no perversion in the kingdom. There is a lot of sickness in the church. But there is no sickness in the kingdom. So that tells me that we must be upgraded from a church mentality to a kingdom mentality, because God is not a man that he should lie. And when he says we are healed by his stripes, it's just that. It's not so much that he has to heal us. Jesus already healed us on the cross. It's not so much that he has to deliver us. Jesus already delivered us on the cross. It's that our mentality must be upgraded to receive what he's already done. The Bible says, and see, the devil is so stupid. If you see some folk, they don't want to study the devil. But you got to study your enemy. And when you really study your enemy, yes, he's the prince of darkness. He's the chief of thieves. And he's the head of all liars. But he's the biggest fool that was ever created. Now, all of that you can say about the devil, come on, somebody. He don't have not them all. He don't have nothing up here. because anybody that would be in the glory and the majesty of God and still come up against it, if you don't know nothing about the devil, you better know you're dealing with a fool. So don't be trying to understand the devil. Don't try to explain him, because you can't explain what fools do. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood. See, there are some, and the word is manifold, but there are some that want to change that around to say, no, the enemy comes in, but like a flood, God raises stand. No, 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 no. No, that ain't going to help you in the midnight hour. See, that ain't going to help you in the heat of the night. Y'all ain't going to hear me what I'm saying. That ain't going to help you in your weakest moment. Now, if you want to live a mancy-pancy, tiptoe through the tulip gospel, where you ain't got no victory, then the enemy just come in. And then, like a flood, God raises standard. But for those who have been blood-bought, come on, somebody. For those who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, for those who are in the kingdom of God that suffers violence, and those who have suffered violence have the ability to take it by, let me tell you how we interpret that particular passage of scripture. Yes, when the devil comes in, he comes in like somebody stole something. When the devil, come on somebody, when he comes in, he ain't tipping, he bombarding. When the devil comes in, it is like a flood. But every time he comes in like a flood, if you got the right mindset, come on somebody, if you got the right mentality, that same flood, how many of you know floods will cause the water to rise? See, floods will take you to another level. When the enemy comes in like a flood, then God steps in and raises the standard. That's why people stay where they are in God. Because when the enemy come in, they're crying. But you need to let what the devil has done upgrade you and raise your standard. Wherever you are right now, you know that if the devil wouldn't have done what he had done, come on somebody, you would not be there. No, we're not giving the devil no glory, but put him to open shame. Because if he hadn't have done it, sometimes you got to stand before the devil and smile with your gold tooth in your mouth. Make sure when he get a picture, come on somebody, inhale, that it shows the gold tooth. Because you got to look at the devil and smile and say, I bet you wish you wouldn't have never put a crack pipe in my mouth. Come on somebody, I bet you'd have never wish you'd have got me hooked. Come on somebody. On internet pornography. Let's keep going with this thing. Whatever it is that the devil brought in against you, how many of you know God used you as expensive bait? What do I mean by expensive bait? You the one that God throw out there and catch the big fish. You the ones, come on somebody. You the ones that God throw out there and he catch the big devils. You the one that because of what you've been through, you can pull strongholds down in cities. You can change denominations. But not if you're going to sit up and tell me, the devil came in and come on somebody. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And you know, and if that's your testimony that you stuttering and scared, how many of you know when you stand up and say, okay, I know what this is all about. You got to have a mentality. Say upgrade. God will raise the standard. That word standard in the Hebrew is noose. And it literally means, to put to flight. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, what he meant for evil, God uses it to put him to flight. If he don't come in, he can never be gotten. Y'all ain't gonna hear me. If the devil would have never chased the children of Israel, Pharaoh's army could have never been drowned in the Red Sea. Are you going with me in here? If Joseph would have never been put in prison, he could have never been next to Pharaoh. Are you going with me? There are so many things that can happen in your life, but you got to allow what the enemy has meant for evil to upgrade you. What's the upgrade? The upgrade is when you know you come out of something. Come on, somebody. And when the devil brings something else, help me, somebody, you ain't where you used to be. Because you can't stay the same when God really bring you out of something. So how can you be so bold and talk so much noise? Because I come out of something. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you something. I didn't have no little bitty demons. Come on, somebody. And guess what? The real pleasure, and for y'all who ain't never experienced it, I hope you get to see it one day. It ain't nothing like seeing the devil come out of you. For those who don't believe in manifestation, y'all ain't hearing me. It's manifestation of the devil that helped me to get the manifestation of God in my life. Because when you really see the devil manifest, see, it was a heathen like me that had to meet the devil first. Come on, somebody. I met the devil before I met God. The devil revealed himself to me. And when I found out there was a devil, come on, somebody. Some of you may not understand that. I surely knew it was a God. There are people that are hellbound because they don't have a revelation that there is a devil. To upgrade means to be on an incline. A standard also means to display like a flag of victory. You know, the word is manifold. We can take this thing anyway. We can take it in many ways. Matter of fact, the word noose means to put to flight and to display a flag of victory. So when we talk about upgrade, we talk about being on an incline. And let me tell you something that I've noticed about Christians, that I've noticed about black people, and I notice a lot about women. Come on, somebody. So it's like, how you talking about us? But I'm talking about myself. Come on, somebody. I'm a black female Christian. And surely I notice it about preacher. So you say, you talking about me? I'm talking about me too. Come on, somebody. But you just got to get out of where I'm talking about. We don't know how to get around people who going to upgrade us and receive it. Come on, somebody. See, you got to recognize who God has put you in your life to take you. I don't care how deep you are. I don't care how much Greek and Hebrew you know. I don't care how long you've been saved. There is somebody. Come on, somebody. I don't care what your profession is, how many degrees you got, or how many languages you speak. One day, if you in the will of the Holy Ghost, you're going to run into somebody that God has put into your life to upgrade you. But if you think more of yourself than you ought to, you're going to stay right where you at because you don't recognize the anointing of upgrading. I do it all the time, every day. Come on, somebody. Let me say something. When you good at what you good at, are you hearing what I'm saying? Can't nobody touch it. When you good at what you good at, and then you got to recognize what you good at. And leave the stuff you ain't good at alone. You can touch on it, but don't try to be a specialist in an area that you know you are only mediocre. Come on, somebody. What do I mean by that? You're going to be mediocre when you do what God ain't calling you to do. But when you in the will of God, y'all ain't hear me. When you doing what God has put in the center of your forehead to do, in the palm of your hands, in the bottom of your feet, and in the back of your mind to do, can't nobody beat you doing it. And what you need to do is recognize those people that you come in contact with. And you can tell when you come in contact with them because that's time for you to shut up. Sit down. Listen and be taught. The Bible say Aquila and Priscilla. Say Paul lived with them. Come on, somebody. Say they were in the same occupation. Aquila, Priscilla, and Paul, they were all tent makers. Oh, can you imagine a preacher having a job? Paul did. Come on, somebody. And you know what? I believe every preacher, I ain't trying to be funny. This is just my opinion. Can I just share my opinion? I believe the best stewards, come on somebody, are the ones who had jobs. The best stewards over what's God's is the ones who've been faithful over little so that God could teach them to rule over much. So Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila was the man. Priscilla was the woman. They were husband and wife. Paul lived with them. They were in the same occupation. And so they expounded on the word of God. And one day they ran up on a man named Apollos. They ran into a man named Apollos. And let me tell you what the Bible said about Apollos. You can read it in your free time in Acts 24. It said he was a man eloquent of speech. He was an eloquent man. And he was mighty in the scriptures. And he was instructed in the ways of the Lord. The Bible says he was fervent in spirit. And he taught diligently the things of the Lord. So I'm telling you, Apollos just wasn't anybody. I mean, he had it going on when it came to the things of God. But the Bible says that Aquila and Priscilla heard him talking. And they realized that with all he had, he needed an upgrade. And I like it when the Bible says they pulled him unto them and they taught him a more excellent way. They taught him a more perfect way. Come on, somebody. They taught him a better way. How many of you know that there is somebody in your life that knows a better way than you know? Aren't you glad about it that you don't have to depend on your limitations? Aren't you glad about it that you don't have to depend on your education? Aren't you glad about it that you don't have to depend on your mind? So they set us, and then the Bible says they pulled him unto them. So that meant that this man that was rooted in the word had to sit down and listen to a woman. Come on, somebody. It didn't say Aquila brought his wife with him. It said that Apollos had to submit to them because they were a team ministry. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so when you're talking about upgrade, you're talking about improvement and increase. But let's close your eyes and think of upgrade. Now, I want to change some mindsets. Now, we've always heard, I don't climb mountains. I speak to mountains. But how many of you know there's time you got to climb some mountains to get strong enough to speak to a mountain? Come on, somebody. See, there are some folks. Listen, I believe in the Word of Faith movement. I'm a Kenneth Hagin baby. But let me tell you something. There's something about warfare that pushes the Word of Faith. Oh, yeah, oh, yes, it does. And then there's something about the word of faith that pushes prosperity. There's something about prosperity that pushes deliverance. So the word is you got to have the full meal deal. You just can't be one-sided or a single-focused when it comes to the word of God. So say upgrade. See, the upgrade, it means to go up an incline. How many of you know when you are being upgraded, you can tell because it makes you uncomfortable. Upgrade brings you out your comfort zone. Upgrade is when you thought you knew it. Y'all ain't hearing me. When you thought you had it down packed. Well, I finally got this, and then God sit you down and say, all that you've learned up to this point, come on somebody, let it be your foundation, but leave it where it's at. I'm about to take you to another level, and you ain't going to be able to speak to this one. You got to climb this booger. Let me tell you something about inclines. When I was a sprinter, you know, they used to take us to the beach. They didn't just take us to run. I'm talking about the foundation. Say the foundation. See, the problem is a lot of folk ain't got no foundation, and they're trying to get an upgrade without a foundation. You listen, upgrade what's already existing. And the reason why you can't upgrade because you ain't got nothing. Come on, somebody. Upgrade changes from one to the other. So you got to have something, come on somebody, to get an upgrade. God even saved your faith over little. I'll make you ruler over much. And too many are trying to get upgrades, and they are not settled with what they have where they are. So they used to take us to the beach, to the dunes. I'll never forget it. It was a sad day when you had to go to the dunes. Nobody talked on the way to the dunes. Everybody was quiet, trying to save every little bit of breath you had. In San Francisco, right there by the Golden Gate Bridge in Presidio, there's some, looking right across at Alcatraz. When you used to hit the beach, you know, you want to take your last swallow of water. Come on, somebody, because you know that them dunes didn't play. When they took you to the dunes, they said, we want to see if you want to be on this track team or not. That's the first place that they took folk. If you wanted to make the team, they took them to the dunes, because that's where everybody fell off. At the dunes, because you had to run up sand, come on somebody, on hills in the hot sun at the dunes. And when you was, and guess what, you ran all the way up and they made you jog back down. You know that jog down was the time you had to think about everything in life, come on somebody, because you was coming back down because you knew sooner or later you had to get back up again. And when they blow that whistle, seemed like your heart would beat fast because you had to overcome what your mind was telling you about the dunes. But on National Championship Day, come on somebody, you know, everything in me, when it looked like the competition was greater than I was, that same dune experience that I hated became my joy. Because I realized that my muscles had been built up. Come on, somebody. My Holy Ghost muscles had been built up because I've been hanging out in spiritual dunes. Not living a Christian life where everything is tiptoe through the tulips and hunky-dory. No. When they said, I want you to run the 400 meters, I knew I was a quarter horse because I had been to the dunes. And see, sometimes God will take you to the dunes. And sometimes you're wondering, why I keep having to go up this same mountain and come back down? Come on, son. Why I have to go up and come back down? Don't you be discouraged. Sometimes that's your training. Sometimes that's what God is building you up. He's strengthening you. He's making you strong. And many preachers ain't going to preach this. They're going to tell you to name it and claim it. And it's going to be all right. Meditate on it. Come on, somebody. Confess it. But I'm telling you, there are some things that ain't going to get out of your life until you go to the dunes. That's where your Holy Ghost muscles are built up. See, upgrade is not just about where you're going, it's how you're thinking. Many people have attempted to reach new levels in God with old attitudes of their past. See, God upgrades us to renew our minds. Do you know why a lot of people are struggling with first fruit? Be honest, some people may give a first fruit, still have a problem with it, still struggling with it. You know why? Because they've never got tithing down pat. Come on, somebody. Really, they don't understand, and they're trying to figure out an excuse of how they can stop tithing. Come on, somebody. Tithing is a foundation. And if you ain't got no foundation, you can't build on it, and you can't even be a first fruiter. I say God is upgrading the body of Christ. Let me tell you something. The people of God were not just tithers. They were first fruiters. They presented their first unto God. Give him the first of your increase and your substance. That's how you are upgraded. When you give your first, you become the first. How many of you know that you become what you give? As a man thinketh, oh, y'all ain't hearing me. If you a penny pincher, come on, somebody. And if you give penny pinching, you're going to be a penny pincher. And let me say something to some of you. You better upgrade in your giving. Just because you pay your tithe and give $50 and $100 here and there, or you give when God say you got to give because you feel like if you don't give, something going to happen to you. But you got to get to the point where God will tell you, I want you to empty half of your savings. Come on, somebody. I want you to go into that which you have faith in the planning into man. You trust man's interest over my interests. God said there are many. Let me tell you something. Our church is a giving church. Please don't Please don't see this as the talk down at the church. But there are many who are not giving in accordance to what they are getting. There are people that are making $70,000, $80,000 salaries giving like folk that are making $30,000 and $40,000. You got to understand that God gave you what he gave you for you to go another level, but you failed the test when you got more and still gave the same amount, because you will never have the level that God wants you to have. We got to have a strong foundation. We got to have a strong foundation. Some people are stuck. They're talking tithing. And this is not about that. I just want to give you some examples. Let me use tithing as an example. It's in the Old Testament. No, see, you stuck, and tithing is deeper than the Old Testament. Tithing is under the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, come on somebody, is before and after time. So we cannot limit or make excuses, come on somebody, about the tithe. A lot of folk are cursed and cannot receive an upgrade because of the tenth. Come on somebody. And then a lot, I'm not talking about giving it, I'm talking about giving it with the wrong attitude. You can't, your mentality, you got to be a, you don't just tithe, you become a tither. You know, tithers don't think about, listen, it's no time I pay my tithe when I think about what I could have done with that money. You need to be delivered. It's no time when I pay my tithe or give an offering that I worry about what they're doing. That ain't my business. Come on, somebody. A part of the Hebrew word, out of that Hebrew word tithe, a tenth, it means to divorce. It literally means to divorce the tenth. I don't know why I'm talking to somebody up in here, because I know we know about tithing up here in spoken word, but the Holy Ghost keeps taking me there. We want to upgrade. Whenever God bless, I was talking to one of my friends, and I was telling her about some folk that we helped out that have gotten a whole lot of money. And I was mentioning that I hate calling folk, come on somebody, And then when they got money, because they think you want to ask them for something. Come on, somebody. Because the worst thing you can ever see is somebody that ain't never had nothing, they get a little bit of something. Surely it ain't going to last long. They will be broke in no time. You know, because they'll pay. Listen, you don't give God a tenth when God bless you big. Come on, somebody. You ain't gave nothing. That's owed to God. Who am I talking to up in here? That is owed to God. You owe him 10. What you going to give him? And can I tell you something? It's two sides, and you got to find. There's those preachers that believe, you know, that we got to live in poverty. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Listen to me. I got to run to nations. Come on, somebody. And when I get there, I don't want to be half crazy and coach. But you ride coach to Africa. By the time you get there, you cuss everybody out. They come to pick you up in the app. What? No, I don't have no word from the Lord. I got a word from the devil. I've been tormented 26 hours. What you want from me? Why you got to ride first class? Why you got to ride in a private? The devil is a liar. I need as much comfort, come on somebody, as I can. Because the CEOs of this world, why should the devil's people ride in comfort? And I look at the leaders in the Bible. David didn't play that. Solomon didn't play that. Jesus wasn't broke. It ain't holy to be broke. It don't make you no more closer to God with the less money you have in your pocket. I'm a sister from the hood. Come on, somebody. And I know what it's like to eat mayonnaise sandwiches. And they are your favorite. I'm not talking about, we weren't eating no mayonnaise sandwich. We eat mayonnaise. We be like, give me another piece of that mayonnaise sandwich. And sugar water that tastes like Pepsi. We was drinking sugar water. We thought it was Mountain Dew. Ain't nobody told us no better. But when God brings you into an upgrade, help me somebody. Don't you dare sit your proud self there and think you're doing him a favor by not letting him bring you up to another level. Your mentality got to be changed. And every now and then, because I didn't acquire a taste for it. I might go and get me a fried bologna sandwich. We didn't eat sandwiches. We ate sandwiches with a bowl of Frosted Flakes with some water. You trying to sit up here and play like you ain't never did it? The devil couldn't stop us. What you mean I ain't gonna have no cereal? I'm finna show you something. We ain't got no milk. Turn on that faucet. And when you can sit down at your table, and when you can smile, eating Frosted Flakes and water, come on somebody, a mayonnaise sandwich and some sugar water, God can look at you and say, now they ready for an upgrade, because you're not complaining with what I provided you with now. I remember I used to wear my mama clothes to school. Come on somebody. In junior high school. And they was a little big on me. Come on somebody. Y'all ain't hearing me up in here. By the time I got to the ninth grade, I was the president of the student council and homecoming queen, the first black in my school. You can't forget where you come from. And if let me tell you something, people that forget where they come from are not ready for the upgrade. See, when you remember where you come from, something you say, I deserve. It ain't just about me preaching. Come on, somebody. I deserve better. The word of God says, I deserve better. But you better let somebody get around you that can bring you to a level that you ain't never been to. You can't take yourself where you ain't never been. So you got to connect with somebody that's done what you're trying to do. Don't try to play like you're all that now. And after writing book after book and being correct. Listen, the reason why I can't correct, because I've been corrected so many times by the best in the world. Come on, somebody, you need to let somebody edit you. Because I've been edited so much, I have become an editor. I can read something and say, that ain't right. Come on, somebody. That's not proper for this occasion. See, it has to be proper for the occasion. Come on, somebody. So you can be doing something and it's the wrong timing. Are you understanding? It'd be good for this place, but not that one. All things have to work out. That's why you got to get around somebody. Look around you. And see where the people are that you hang out with. That is as far as you will go. Are you hearing me? And I'm not telling you to cut everybody. But I'm telling you, you better find somebody that's going to raise you up. Come on, somebody. You better find you somebody that's going to challenge you. You better find you somebody that's going to take you to the dunes. Because you're going to come to something in life one day when you're going to need that dune workout. Don't be stuck. A slope challenges you. You will feel the pressure. It will not be comfortable. And it will be unfamiliar. Familiar spirits kill upgrade. Never get familiar with your leaders. Never get familiar with your teachers. Familiar spirits will kill your upgrade. Everybody got shortcomings. We all fall short. But sometimes you'll look at your teacher's shortcomings and then it kills your upgrade. Because you're judging them, but how you going to get where you supposed to go? Come on, somebody. Familiar spirits kill upgrade. And see, Apollos, the Bible said all these great things about him, but he had one problem. He only knew John's baptism. Paul was in Ephesus in Acts, the 19th chapter, the first verse. And it said he found 12 disciples who were followers of Jesus. How many of you know? See, let me say this to you. Folk need to be upgraded. Well, Jesus ain't had no women follow him. How you know they were disciples all around? You just got the name. Are you telling me Jesus only had 12? What about them 70? Could have been some women in there. You know, and look, these were 12 more disciples. These were not the foundational 12. And say they ran, because see, all of them was up there when the Holy Ghost fell. See, so this was another group of folk in Acts the 19th chapter that Paul ran into in Ephesus. They were already disciples and followers of Jesus. And Paul asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Paul said, listen, I know you're saved, but have you been upgraded? I know your daddy is a preacher, but have you been upgraded? I know you're part of the church, but have you been upgraded? I know you've been saved all your life, but are you ready for the upgrade? Paul probably can't tell what kind of Holy Ghost you got and you don't speak in tongues. Come on, somebody. And so let's walk through this. And then he said, now have you received? I know you're a believer, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they say, we have not heard of this Holy Ghost. And he said, now, when soon as they said, we ain't heard, he said, now, unto what then were you baptized? Soon as he heard him, he began to investigate because he knew what the problem was. They said, we only knew John's baptism. Come on, somebody. That's what Apollo said. We only knew John's baptism. But how many of you know John was just a forerunner? He said, I come to lead you to another. And there are many in the body of Christ that they only know John's baptism. He said, Jesus told him, say, now, John told him, say, you know, something's going to happen to you. And the scriptures prophesied that, listen, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. And it said that even that couldn't happen yet, because the Holy Ghost had not even came. The Holy Ghost came when Jesus left. Y'all ain't hearing me. I say the Holy Ghost came. Guess what? When he ascended, the Holy Ghost descended. I'm talking about on the body. See, because the spirit, you can't put your finger on it. You got to have a revelation. I'm gonna take you here. Listen, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And Paul said unto them, now John baptized with the baptism of repentance. I know you repented. And he said unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. So there were so many that became followers of John. They didn't know that there was another one coming to upgrade them. Jesus came, come on somebody, to present the upgrade, and the Holy Ghost imparted it. And guess what? We didn't become the church, y'all ain't hearing me, till the Holy Ghost came. Because God will never have a powerless church. He said, wait here until you be endued with power. When Paul ministered to them, it say they heard. Let whoever have ears hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. They heard and they were baptized in Jesus' name. And then it say Paul laid hands on them. Y'all ready for this? And it say the Holy Ghost came on them and they began to speak with tongues and they began to prophesy. God didn't fill us with the Holy Ghost just to impress nobody. Or to show somebody how deep your tongues are. Signs and wonders. These signs shall follow them that believe. What them that believe? Them that believe. Come on, somebody. That have met the Holy Ghost since they believed. They had been upgraded. It was 12 men. And it said these 12 men, they went around speaking boldly in the synagogue for 90 days. And they started disputing and persuading. In other words, how many of you know when you get the truth, you're going to have to come up against some things? 90 days, they started preaching the truth. It wasn't just about the church. It was about the kingdom. It was about the kingdom. A kingdom mentality takes us out of the limitations of what we see every day in the church. True, listen to this. Priscilla and Aquila taught Apollos the way of God more perfectly. This word is akribesteron in the Greek, and it means more exactly and more excellent way. They taught them a more exact way. They taught him to put his finger on it. They taught him with all the eloquence, with all of the that he had, they taught him better. The true apostolic anointing of God with the fivefold ministry gifts brings forth new truths for the present age that will upgrade the saints. Are you hearing me? See, you don't need to be where you're not being upgraded. Because the gospel and the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints. It ain't for you to marvel at what I do. I'm doing what Jesus is doing. You need to do what I'm doing. As I follow Jesus, follow me. And come on, somebody, as I do what Jesus did, come on, somebody, we all got to fall in the flow. It's for the perfecting. That word perfecting is kartismos, and it means completely furnished. The saints are lacking furniture. Come on, somebody. Some of them got a living room and ain't got no kitchen. Come on, somebody. Some of them got bedrooms, but their bathrooms jacked up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God wants to completely, that's what perfecting of the saint, when he completely furnishes us. When something is furnished, it has the ability to operate as a house. How many of you know that you are temples? You are houses of God. And every room in your life must be furnished. We're missing some rooms in our houses in the church. We're missing the prophetic room. We're missing the apostolic room. Oh, we got the evangelistic room. We got the pastoral room. And we got the teaching room down pat. We done got them set up. But what about the prophetic room and the apostolic room? The Bible says that this is the foundation of the household of faith. And this is why the church has not been upgraded where it needs to be, because we have twisted it. The church is not founded in evangelism. Come on, somebody. And teaching and pastoring. Evangelism, teaching, and pastoring came out of the ministry of the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New. That ain't gonna never change. It don't make one better than the other. And we have false apostles in the land. Organizations are counterfeiting what people should be walking in. Come on, somebody. God don't anoint organizations. He anoints organisms. You got to be living to carry this anointing. Come on, somebody. You can't be a bench. Come on, somebody. You can't be a street. You got to have a personality. God anoints personalities. Are you hearing me? And we have put our faith in organizations, and it has shut down the upgrade. Y'all ain't hear me, because organizations, and I'm not saying we can't have them, but don't you let them put a lid over you. Because when you stand before God in the last days, it will not be in the name of an organization. He gonna say, did you, not your church, not your bishop, did you do what I called you to do? If you want to be anointed, you better stop struggling with man. If let me tell you something. If you want to walk in power, you can't worry about what nobody think. You got to be free from all strings. Not just the strings of the prince or the power of the air, but the strings of man. I ain't talking about the strings that come up out of the ground from hell and that come down out of the air from heaven. I'm talking about the ones that come from the, come on somebody, the left and the right that'll tug you and pull you back and forth. Soon as this Lord speak to you, man say something else and you all confused. You need an upgrade for the perfecting of the saint. Listen, Paul went in, read it in your free time, Acts the 6th chapter. Paul went in to try to preach to the saved people, the supposed saved people. the church. He tried to preach to the Pharisees and Sadducees. They wouldn't listen to him. Listen when Paul told him in Acts 18 and 6. He said, now your blood gonna be on your own heads because I'm clean, and from now on I will go to the Gentiles. It ain't like he started out with the Gentiles. He tried to go and preach in the synagogues, and they fought him so hard. He said, now your own blood gonna be on your own hands because I'm clean. I've told you the truth. Now I'm gonna go preach to the heathens. Come on, somebody. I'm going to get out of this familiar church religious. Well, you already got it going on, and you already know, and can't nobody tell you nothing. Because the Bible says, come on, somebody, go to Ephesians, the third chapter. I'm going to take you there. Here we go. Y'all ready for the upgrade? We're going to pray in a minute. Come on, say it. Say, I'm ready for the upgrade. Say, I'm ready for the upgrade. I tell you what, if you ain't ready for the upgrade, you ain't going to be free. Go to Ephesians 3. You ain't going to be free. I tell you what, every devil you got cast out where you are now, if you don't go to the next level, it's going to catch up with you. I say every devil, everything you got delivered. Listen, God takes us from level to level and from one level of glory to the next, and we are continually being changed into the image of Christ. If you stay where you are, the devil gonna catch up with you. So it's not a choice. Like, I think I'll just apply for an upgrade. You better get one, because you're gonna be either upgraded or downloaded. If you don't let God upgrade you, the devil gonna download you. Ephesians, the third chapter. Now listen to this. This is Paul talking to the Gentiles. But I want you to look at this manifold. Say manifold. A manifold comes out one way. Bam. It comes out from a source, but it goes in many directions. Now, when this was said, it means many things. It's beyond me that folk would say, that mean that. No, you own the surface, and you need an upgrade. You know, this word is spirit. If you get stuck in the black and white, you're going to be stuck in life. Did you hear what I said? If you're stuck in the black and white, you got to have a revelation. See, that's what doctrine is all about. That's why it's such an argument over doctrine, because doctrine is man's interpretation. So guess what? Don't be stuck on doctrine. You got to get a revelation. Come on, somebody. Paul said that the kingdom of God is not just in word, but in power. That word is doctrine. The kingdom of God ain't about what you believe the Bible say. If I let you tell it, women can't preach. If I let you tell it, I can't wear pants. Come on, somebody. If I let you keep telling it, come on, somebody. Tongues ain't for the day, and we don't even have to tithe no more. If I let you tell it, but the kingdom of God is not in word, it's not in doctrine, but it is in power. And this Paul talking to the Gentiles, he said, for this reason, Ephesians 3:1, for this reason, because I preached that you are thus built up together, I, Paul, am the prisoner of Jesus, the Christ, for the sake and on the behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, his unmerited favor that was entrusted to me to dispense to you for your benefit. The King James Version says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. And says, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, y'all ready for this, was not made known to the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles. This scripture talks about the dispensation of grace. The dispensation of grace. And it talks about a revelation that comes through the apostles that people had not heard before. So Paul said, I'm coming to upgrade you based on the revelation that God has given to me through the dispensation of his grace to disperse unto you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So if it was back then, how many of you know it's now? If there were things that came to the church, and there's nothing new under the sun, but it's new to us. So it's not that it's new, it is called revealed. When some revelation means that which has been uncovered, and we can see it now because we have not seen it before. Listen to this. The truth, y'all ready for this? Works with time. Don't think the truth don't work with time. See, because God is the father of time. There is a false father time. And so if it weren't, the Bible wouldn't talk about the fullness of time. There are things that come in the fullness of time. I hope I'm not losing anybody. But you ought to be able to look at yourself 5 years ago and look at yourself now and understand that you are not where you used to be 5 years ago. If you are, you better find another church and get you another preacher. There are things that when I listen, although it's the same anointing, but if you hear somebody 10 years ago and now, you ought to be able to tell the maturity. That's what the perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints. We have kept the people of God on milk for too long. How many of you know that when you get grown and you just start drinking milk, it'll tear your stomach up? Well, maybe I ain't put that good enough where nobody can understand it. You need meat. Milk, that's why folks still hungry. That's why they still crying and complaining. Say, God, we want to raise a standard. You know how we raise a standard? By letting God raise it. We got something to do with it. You got to allow him. See, an upgrade replaces, it exchanges a possession for one of greater value. See, God trades us up. He don't trade us down. Some folk be doing trade downs. How you gonna be degraded? Downrated. Come on, somebody. You know, God always, listen, even when in the eyes of men, it looked like you've been demoted, God is actually, look at Joseph, God is promoting you. Everything God is doing is for the purpose of getting you to your next level, although sometimes the way up is down. Let me say this to you. You cannot do a new thing if you're not doing anything now. Don't expect God to do a new thing in you and you ain't doing nothing where you at. The last shall become first and the first shall become last because you're doing something where you at. You're faithful over little and he'll allow you to rule over much. He builds from the foundation. That's just like tarrying. The church was founded in tarrying. You know, and then we got folk that'll come and pick at it. But you know what? The result, because we have not built on the foundation of, oh, that's old fashioned. Listen to me. Because we have not tarried, now we have produced a microwave mentality in the church. Now I don't believe that we actually got to wait to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but we need to learn to wait on God. And guess what? If you ain't got filled yet, baby, keep waiting. Come on, somebody. Don't be talking about you don't need to tarry. Yeah, they do need to tarry. The devil's still there. They do need to tarry. God ain't came yet. Come on, somebody. You need to wait on God. The church needs to learn to wait on God again. The foundation of the birthing of the church was at the day of Pentecost, and y'all can't tell me they didn't tarry. It might not sound new age. It might not sound popular, but I have seen the results. And now we got a boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. Microwave mentality where folk just want to snap their finger. Come on, somebody. And like I dream a genie and wiggle their nose like Bewitched. Come on, somebody. And expect God to just, in the name of Jesus. That's witchcraft. That ain't faith. That's charismatic witchcraft. You can cross the line from being a prophet and become a psychic. You can't control God. He is Lord. That's why you got to learn to wait. Don't be shaking your fist at God like Nimrod. You got to have a foundation. Matthew 7 and 25 says, And the rain and the flood came down, and the wind blew and beat on the house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. The world understands upgrade better than the church. I don't care what kind of software you got. Every few years, there's going to be an upgrade, because more things have been found out. The world is bettering themselves. When the church going to get better? Come on, somebody. You know, vehicles. I tell you what, the vehicle that you drive a Chevy pickup, and you got one back in 1999, you'd be surprised what them Chevy pickups do now. And sometimes we won't let God upgrade us. You know, really, I wasn't into all that. I didn't want all that stuff in my car. But I'm so glad. And I was riding around lost all the time. Calling people on the phone. Hi, in my city, around the corner from my house. You right around the corner from your house. But I got an upgrade. I push that button and say, turn right. I be like, child, I'll be there in a minute. In a Holy Ghost minute. All the time in the gas. I done wasted riding around in circles because I wouldn't let Chrysler upgrade me. Well, I don't need all that. I do. It ain't about just being fancy. Come on, how many of you know time is money? And if you would know the time and the hours I have spent riding around in circles, shame, too shame to call somebody and tell them that I'm in Sherwood lost. That's where I grew up at. Come on, somebody. How many people do that in the spirit, just ride around, wasting time, wasting money? Too shame. Come on, son. To let somebody know, I really been in the church all my life, and I really don't know which way to go. And when I want to do right, evil is always before me. Come on, somebody. When I meant to turn left, I always go right. Let the Holy Ghost upgrade you. Those that are the sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of God, and you ain't got to be riding around. Let the Holy Ghost be your own star. You can't be a doctor and don't get an upgrade. You got to take a test, or we going to take your title. Come on, somebody. You can't be a pharmacist. You can't be an accountant. Come on, somebody. The world knows how to upgrade. They have to take continuing education. Everybody but the preacher. Preachers need us.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.